This May and June, enter to win the Buy Side from the Wall Street Journal Expert Entertaining Summer Sweepstakes at buysidesummersweeps.com. Elevate your summer with a selection of Buy Side reviewed and approved products. No purchase necessary. Ends June 30th, 2023. For official rules and to enter to win, visit buysidesummersweeps.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, June 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Managing money and creating a budget are responsibilities typically associated with adulting. But teens growing up in a digital world are getting a head start understanding personal finance through apps geared toward them.
It basically allows them to create their own identities on these accounts that are usually attached to a parent's account. And it gives them their own spending power. They can maybe even trade stocks. They can create savings accounts. And many of these accounts are also linked to a debit card.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin. Plus, we'll hear from a mother of twin 15-year-olds who use payment apps. After the break.
This May and June, enter to win the Buy Side from the Wall Street Journal Expert Entertaining Summer Sweepstakes at buysidesummersweeps.com. Elevate your summer with a selection of expert-approved products, from a smart wine fridge to an outdoor pizza oven. You'll have your best summer yet. No purchase necessary. Ends June 30th, 2023. For official rules and to enter to win, visit buysidesummersweeps.com.
For teens, it's easier than ever to sign up for payment apps to gain financial freedom. And even though many apps have launched versions geared toward teens, that freedom comes with some risks and often requires parental oversight. We'll hear from a parent of twin 15-year-olds in a moment, but first WSJ personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin joins us. So Oyin, what are some examples of apps that have launched special accounts for teens?
Amazon, Uber, Cash App, Venmo, even Fidelity Investments have launched specialized teen accounts in recent years for teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17.
And what does it allow them to do?
It basically allows them to create their own identities on these accounts that are usually attached to a parent's account. And it gives them their own spending power. They can maybe even trade stocks. They can create savings accounts. And many of these accounts are also linked to a debit card.
Why are they marketing themselves to teens? And what rewards do these tech companies reap from targeting younger customers?
I spoke with someone who has experience working with fintech companies, and he was telling me that banks and companies like Uber, Venmo, Cash App like to create a certain stickiness with their customers. So when someone is involved with a bank when they're young, maybe as a teenager, they're less likely to leave that bank when they grow older and progress into adulthood. So for these apps, it can be a benefit to them to attract a younger audience at an earlier time and keep them for longer.
Now, you mentioned stock trading and saving and purchasing, they require some sort of parental involvement before a teen can sign up?
Yes. So for many of these apps, people under the age of 18 could not have their own accounts. So in the cases of a Venmo or a Cash App or even a Fidelity investment account, they have to have a link from a parent who already has an account in that system so that the teen can then create their own account with that parental oversight.
Arizona resident Layla Hyshaw, the mother of 15-year-old twins, has been providing some of that oversight. So Layla, your son and daughter have downloaded an assortment of apps, but you actually got your daughter started with a payment app when she was 7. Tell us about that and what you were hoping she would learn about banking and spending.
Well, yes, I have 3 kids. And at the time, she was really wanting to have her own money. So it worked for everyone to get on the same page as far as how they're going to be paid for their chores. So when I selected Greenlight, that what attracted me to it was that I could track their chores. They could check it off and then they would be paid for that. And then they could manage their money.
How do you keep an eye on their transactions?
With Greenlight app, there is a parent approval. So anything that they want to exchange shares on their stock market, I have to approve it. For other things such as expenses, I can just see what's happening and set parameters on how much they can spend and discuss budgeting with them on what they're going to spend on food or shopping, and I can see everything in real time.
And some of these apps allow teens to do stock trading. How do you feel about that?
Yes, I didn't realize that until my son is the one who's very interested in the stock market. And he said, hey, mom, on green light, we are able to do some purchase of stocks in exchange. And I am really learning a lot from him. And it does require my husband or I to approve any of the changes that he wants to make with his portfolio that he's developing.
What sorts of lessons have your children learned along the way in terms of finances and using these apps?
I feel they have very much learned more about financial literacy and how they are in control of their accounts, their funds, and the importance of not only saving, but also in investing.
Have you had to raise any red flags or input some rules about not doing something or not downloading certain apps?
When they were younger, there were a lot of the fun apps with games, and a lot of those games would have these add-ons that they weren't quite aware of, that, you know, you're buying extra stars, but they didn't realize the currency of it. And I think having this knowledge and being in control of their funds now, they can see like, oh, that actually took money away. So it does help in that manner. As far as spending, we really do have to have a conversation. Sometimes I'm realizing like Amazon boxes have been showing up quite a bit at the front door. And, you know, when my son wanted to make a larger investment in his stock and make an exchange, my husband and I, we talked like, well, it's either, you know, he wants to do this and understand the risk, and this is a good lesson for him to learn. Of course, nothing that we wouldn't feel would be too absorbent, but definitely something that if he was going to spend it on a pair of tennis shoes, it'd probably be the same amount. So this is something that he has to do research. So they are learning a lot.
What sort of an experience is this for you and your husband in working with your kids and with these apps? Because this is probably not how you and your husband learned financial literacy when you were growing up.
It absolutely isn't. It's completely different. I remember sitting with my mom and learning how to balance a checkbook. And that is so old school now. And especially, you know, my oldest daughter just graduating from high school and got a lot of checks for her graduation gifts. But it's like, can they just send me a Venmo? But we've had to learn how to adapt. And I think that's with anything with parenting and learning to see, really, we need to meet our kids where they are. And of course, know what the safety parameters are around that. But we are now living in this age that is digital, and they're able to get money for babysitting digitally through Venmo, through Greenlight, through Cash App. They're not using checks and going to the bank. So we're learning around it just like any other aspect of parenting.
That's Arizona resident Layla Highshaw. Layla, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Reporter Oyin Adedoyin is back with us. With these apps, Oyin, the kids are learning about money and digital transactions. Well, what about good old-fashioned cash?
Well, teens these days don't really have experience with cash. Funny enough, when I was interviewing the teenagers and their parents, something that came up often was this idea that they tend to spend more money when it comes to cash because they're not seeing that digital number decline on an app or in a bank account. So for them, the idea of paper money almost feels like fake money.
Well, that cash is very real.
No, there's nothing fake about it. And one of the teens that I talked with actually went to an amusement park recently, and all of the vendors were cash only. And she was saying that she was thankful that her mom had reminded her to at least bring a couple bucks with her. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been able to pay for anything.
Is there a concern that with all the activity going on in the apps, and a lot of this is new to the teens, especially stock trading and just making purchases on their own, is there a fear they could fall into a trap and commit some sort of misstep along the way?
Parents are definitely concerned about that when it comes to these apps. And Layla actually mentioned that for her, she had to have a conversation with her husband about whether or not they should allow their son to have money to put into investments, because that's something that they didn't have experience with when they were his age. And so he is involving himself with a certain level of risk that they had to weigh if it was something that they wanted to allow him to do. And ultimately, they decided to let him have that money and invest it into the stock market. But they were definitely nervous doing so.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin. And that's it for your Money Briefing this week. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy, and our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.